The United Nations Joint Programme on HIV and AIDS has turned to the region's police forces in the Asia-Pacific region in its fight against the spread of the disease. At a three-day conference of 15 Asia-Pacific countries, the focus was to boost cooperation between law enforcement and networks of people living with HIV, as well as marginalised and vulnerable communities. Across South and Southeast Asia, there are almost 5 million adults and children infected with the virus that leads to AIDS, with the highest number in India. In India's West Bengal state, Police Inspector General Suman Mitra says altering general perceptions surrounding HIV/AIDS within police ranks remains a key challenge.
Out of the community policing endeavour, in some areas we have initiated programs by which we incorporate several NGOs working in these fields so that we can ourselves as police officers and police personnel bring about some change in our own attitude and how we serve this sort of people at risk.
Mitra says state police are working with non-government organizations in programs aimed at changing attitudes held by police forces about HIV/AIDS. In the Pacific Islands, police commissioners and chiefs from the 21 regional states are undertaking programs to raise awareness among law enforcement officers, especially as an increasing number are being called for active duty as international peacekeepers in distant countries. HIV/AIDS Human Rights Project Manager with the New Zealand Police, Janine Monaghan, says breaking down social barriers is essential.
We're going into an area where the public-private divide is starting to shift. So, as you can imagine, talking about sex and condom use and things like that, what we're now saying is that it can't be private anymore because it's actually going to affect our police forces. If they get sick, if they infect their family, it actually is going to affect the community.
In Malaysia, Datuk Muhammad Zaman Khan, a former Malaysian Commissioner of Police and now Vice President of the Malaysian AIDS Council, says police involvement in social support is key as the incidence of HIV/AIDS is rising in the community.
So therefore, but in the context of Malaysia, problem of HIV is comparatively new to the police department in the sense that harm reduction was not put into sort of full gear until about 4 or 5 years ago. It was treated sort of very conventionally, but now that the HIV is becoming an epidemic, it has come to the open, and therefore the police department is beginning to be involved.
About 5,700 Malaysians are reported infected with HIV. But in the largely Muslim country, barriers to fighting the disease remains. Issues of homosexuality and stringent laws against heroin trafficking keep many people at risk of infection from seeking help. In response, Malaysia has implemented such programs as needle syringe exchanges under a series of pilot projects. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.